Would you like to help a college or seminary student attend the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference? You can purchase a conference scholarship for a contribution of $120 to Issues Etc. You can donate online at issuesetc.org/scholarship, or you can make your $120 check payable to Issues Etc., write scholarship in the memo line, and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, a game we like to play on Fridays with our listeners. We've gone back. We have picked out four soundbites to play for you. That's our side of the game. We play the soundbites for you, and then your side kicks in. After you've heard the soundbites, you give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet, @issuesetc. Or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and you vote for one of these soundbites to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We'd like to know who you are, where you're listening, and the reason you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. That reason is very important. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talkback@issuesetc.org. @issuesetc is our Twitter address and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. You might be discouraged saying, I never win anything, but our live listenership, we know that 95%+ of our listeners are on demand, so you're not in stiff competition with a bunch of other people. If you're listening live to Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, you can win the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad, and it'll go to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from regular guest Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, talking recently on the program about, well, her feminist baggage.
Well, you know, the feminists used to say the personal is political. And we should have listened to them when they said that, because they meant it, you see. And what they meant was that absolutely every detail of your life would become politicized, and that they meant to get into your life. They meant to be in your business. They meant to be sitting across the kitchen table from your husband and sitting in the back seat of your minivan. And, you know, they meant to be part of every aspect of your life. And indeed, you know, now 30, 40 years later, we can see that every aspect of life has been politicized, you know, right down to what you're allowed to say and think, not to mention how you raise your kids and how you conduct yourself at work. I never was a bra-burning, Betty Friedan-thumping type of feminist. I mean, I just wasn't. But what I took from feminism was permission to nag my husband about every single job around the house, all the, you know, different chores and so on. You need to do half of everything I think is important. That's what I took it to mean. I would feel like I would be put upon, you know, like I'm being oppressed. Well, how am I ever going to make tenure if he's not helping? I was so anxious about myself and whether my dignity was somehow being affronted by me having to do too many dishes or me having to go to the laundromat too many times or something, you know. Somehow my dignity was at stake in all of that. And it took a long time to shake that off, a long time.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse on her feminist baggage. If you'd like to vote for that one to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, May the 12th, give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet with your vote, @issuesetc, or an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Pastor Peter Bender. We spoke with him recently about Old Testament prophet Job. Here he is on Job and being a Christian.
What we find here revealed in Job is that the point of being a Christian is Christ, is knowing Him who is the Son of God, our Savior, our Redeemer, who shed His blood for us. And so when Job is finally stripped of all of those things, you see that revealed in him. When he loses his family, when he loses his property, when he loses the honor of his wife and his friends come to comfort him, and then when they see everything that's happening to him, they say, you know, we thought you were a righteous guy, but you obviously got to be some terrible sinner, and God is punishing you with this. This is why it's happening. Now repent of whatever it is that you've done. And with friends like that, who needs enemies? But anyway, Job says those famous words, "Oh, that my words were written, that they were engraved with an iron pen and lead forever on stone, on rock. I know that my Redeemer lives. And even though my body's going to rot away and be buried in the grave, I shall stand on this earth, and my eyes shall behold him, the Redeemer, and not another. How my heart yearns within me." The point of being a Christian is Christ. It is knowing him who loved us, who gave himself for us, apart from whom nothing in the universe, nothing in our lives has any meaning or purpose or value. It is what God is and has done for us in his Son, in the ultimate sacrifice upon the cross, that life finds its meaning and purpose and significance.
That is soundbite number two. It comes from Pastor Peter Bender, Job and being a Christian. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-MYIE, our Twitter address at IssuesETC, our email address talkback@issuesetc.org, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number three this week comes from David French of National Review. We were talking with him about the Constitution and, in particular, how progressives read the Constitution.
So what I like to say is rather than there's a living Constitution, that there's a social justice super clause. In other words, that all laws should be interpreted according to the demands and dictates of social justice. So that if the text actually matches what social justice demands, then the text controls. If the text does not match what social justice demands, then there needs to be and must be an alternative explanation or alternative interpretation of that text. The Second Amendment is a great example. There isn't really a serious historical argument for the notion that the Second Amendment protects a collective right as opposed to an individual right to keep and bear arms. In fact, the actual operative language of the amendment says the right of the people, the right of the people, which is a phrase that has always been understood to confer an individual right. The historical original public meaning of the Second Amendment is very, very clear. But that's not what social justice demands. So if social justice demands something else, well, then here's what we're going to do. We're going to go with the prefatory clause about a militia and reinterpret that as the operative clause so that there's some sort of right to own a weapon in the context of militia service, which is completely nonsensical. But that's what social justice demands. The social justice super clause trumps the actual text.
That's soundbite number three, David French of National Review on how progressives read the U.S. Constitution. It could be soundbite of the week, but you need to vote for it. 1-877-623-6943, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Send us a tweet with your vote at IssuesETC, or you can email us your vote, talkback@IssuesETC.org. Get ready to vote, because right after we play soundbite number four, we're going to start taking your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Soundbite number four comes from Shane Morris. We were talking about millennials who decide to have pets rather than children.
Births in the United States right now are near an all-time low. Pet ownership, by contrast, is at an all-time high. 3/4 of Americans in their 30s or below own dogs and half own cats. So you've got this juxtaposition of low childbearing rates among my generation combined with a huge surge in pet ownership. So there's something going on here. And I grew up around lots of dogs, cats. I was on a farm, and I saw when a mother dog or cat would lose her babies or would just have a strong maternal instinct, she would adopt an inanimate object like a boot or a sock or something and carry it around and lick it and care for it and even try to suckle it. And it's a sad thing to watch because her instincts are misdirected, but she directs all her maternal instincts toward that object and will refuse to then have puppies. She won't move on from it. It gets her stuck in this delusion. And I think that's kind of the same thing that's going on with my generation. We're, for whatever reason, refusing to have kids, but then directing those maternal, paternal, parental instincts toward animals. it's heartbreaking to see, even in an animal. But to see it in people, I think it's something we need to talk about, because for so many of the millennials doing this, it's not too late. There's time to sort of change and to reestablish pets, animals as what they are, to enjoy them for what they are, but at the same time, to recognize that, look, children are, to borrow an obvious song lyric, the future. And if we pour all our investment into the living equivalent of a rubber boot, our instincts are misdirected and we're not fulfilling our God-given purpose.
That's soundbite number four, Shane Morris, on millennials with pets instead of children. Those are the four sound bites. It's time to vote for them. We're going to take a break, and we'll take your votes on the other side of the break. But this break is a really good time to give us a call and vote for soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. You can send us your email vote, talkback at issuesetc.org, via Twitter at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week after the break.
Thursday, never looking back, it's Friday, I'm in love.
Deaconesses are women trained to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through works of mercy, spiritual care, and teaching of the Christian faith. The word deaconess means servant. Find out more on how you can serve in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod through the vocation of deaconess at lcms.org/deaconess. Working in faith, laboring in love, remaining steadfast in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. LCMS Deaconess Ministry. lcms.org/deaconess.
Memoria Press invites all Issues Etc. listeners to explore our Simply Classical curriculum, a set of full-year academic curriculum packages for children with learning challenges. Our classical writing program and our Christian studies are now based on your favorite CPH Bible storybooks. To learn more, visit classicalspecialneeds.com and use promo code LPR to save on your initial purchase. That's classicalspecialneeds.com.
Others talk. We have something to say. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Christ Academy has been the most formative experience as I study to be a pastor. Hi, I'm Ian Kinney. I attended Christ Academy as a student, and now I work there as a proctor. You'll learn theology from seminary professors, have fellowship with other young men, hear God's word, and receive the sacrament in beautiful Kramer Chapel. Christ Academy, June 18th through July the 1st at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana. If you're a high school man, visit ctsfw.edu/Christ Academy. ctsfw.edu/Christ Academy.
Would you like to help a college or seminary student attend the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference? You can purchase a conference scholarship for a contribution of $120 to Issues Etc. You can donate online at issuesetc.org/scholarship, or you can make your $120 check payable to Issues Etc., write scholarship in the memo line, and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. Everybody needs to vote.
You're listening to a live broadcast of Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon, May the 12th, and it's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We'll send the listener with the best vote the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. That goes to the listener with the best vote on this Friday afternoon. You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, by sending us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, by sending us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc, or by voting at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse on her feminist baggage? Soundbite number two, Pastor Peter Bender on Job and being a Christian? Soundbite number three, David French on how progressives read the Constitution? Or soundbite number four, Shane Morris talking about millennials with pets instead of children? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. MyIE. Nicole in Wisconsin says, I'd like to vote for soundbite number two. In a way, it sounds so simple to say that the point of being a Christian is Christ, but it is something that we've lost sight of. So many sermons preach about prosperity, happiness, family, etc., and put those things ahead of Christ. Job lost everything humans tend to lean on outside of Jesus, but didn't waver because his faith was from and in Christ. It's an excellent reminder for us all. Nicole, thank you very much. Smartest listeners in radio, thanks for listening in Wisconsin. Daryl's voting for soundbite number four, Shane Morris, just this week, and he says, I heard coworkers describing the way she orders her entire life around the needs and preferences of her dog. I was mildly amused, but on some level deeply concerned that maybe her devotion to the pet wasn't healthy. Then my concerns were given a voice this week with that segment with Shane Morris. Daryl, thank you very much. He's voting for soundbite number four. Here is a tweet from David in Wheaton, Illinois. He's voting for soundbite number two, Pastor Peter Bender, Job and being a Christian. Outstanding exegesis of Christ from the book of Job and a reminder that faith is a gift from God. David, thanks for listening in Wheaton. Still time for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and your opportunity to win the LPR Bundle Package, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address, @issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page where you can vote, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. There is a move, and it happens so often, I think probably many of them are unhailed. The move from an atheism, it might be a mild atheism or considered atheism, to faith in God. One of those is told, that story's told, in our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May, From Atheism to Christianity, the story of C.S. Lewis. Find out more about this book at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, From Atheism to Christianity. Lee votes for soundbite number two. He says, wow, missed this one this week, but soundbite number two made my day no matter what troubles happen in my life. And they happen, he says. Life in Christ is better than the worldly good life. Better to be in the courts of the Lord's house than 1,000 elsewhere. Lee, thank you very much. There's a tweet via Massachusetts. Marla says, I'm not a millennial, but I never had children. Cats and a dog give me cards for Mother's Day. I'm sad now with no child. Marla, thank you very much. I'll take that as a vote for soundbite number four. Shane Morris on millennials with pets instead of children. The winner this week, according to your votes, is soundbite number two. Pastor Peter Bender talking about Job and being a Christian.
What we find here revealed in Job is that the point of being a Christian is Christ, is knowing Him, who is the Son of God, our Savior, our Redeemer, who shed His blood for us. And so when Job is finally stripped of all of those things, you see that revealed in him. When he loses his family, when he loses his property, when he loses the honor of his wife and his friends come to comfort him, and then when they see everything that's happening to him, they say, you know, we thought you were a righteous guy, but you obviously got to be some terrible sinner, and God is punishing you with this. This is why it's happening. Now repent of whatever it is that you've done. And with friends like that, who needs enemies? But anyway, Job says those famous words, oh, that my words were written, that they were engraved with an iron pen and lead forever on stone, on rock. I know that my Redeemer lives. And even though my body's going to rot away and be buried in the grave, I shall stand on this earth, and my eyes shall behold Him, the Redeemer, and not another. How my heart yearns within me. The point of being a Christian is Christ. It is knowing Him who loved us, who gave Himself for us, apart from whom nothing in the universe, nothing in our lives has any meaning or purpose or value. It is what God is and has done for us in His Son, in the ultimate sacrifice upon the cross, that life finds its meaning and purpose and significance.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number two, Pastor Peter Bender, Job and Being a Christian. The LPR bundle package goes to Nicole in Wisconsin. If you'd send us your mailing address and your shirt size to talkback at issuesetc.org, we'll send you the LPR bundle package. And thanks to everybody who voted. Next week on Issues Etc., we're going to hear Adrian Hines present on biblical womanhood from the 2016 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. We'll talk with Dr. Meg Meeker about the vocation of father, and we'll discuss Jesus promising the Holy Spirit with Dr. Carl Fekencher. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.